Here, the inquests into the deaths of those killed in the 1981 Stardust fire have heard the inhalation of fumes was a significant factor in almost all those who died. 48 people lost their lives in the fire which swept through the Artane nightclub on the night of February 14, 1981, nearly 43 years ago. The hearings into the deaths, which began last April, are continuing to hear today from expert forensic pathologists. Our reporter Conor Hunt is at the inquest and joins us now. So what are the evidence that's been heard today, Conor?
Well, Brian, these inquests have now entered a new and final phase of evidence and is now hearing from consultant forensic pathologists. On the stand are three experts, all normally based in the UK, but here in person for the next few days. Dr. Richard Shepherd has been engaged by the coroner's team, and Dr. Nat Carey and Dr. Ben Swift have been hired by the legal team representing the families of the victims. Now, those three have they've been reviewing the reports of the original post-mortem examinations and studying photos of the dead that were taken at the time, and they'll be giving their opinion on the causes of death in each case. This morning in court, they agreed that in almost every case, the inhalation of fumes was a significant factor in the deaths, pointing to levels of carbon monoxide found in victims' bloods. Dr. Nat Carey said they would have died, quote, pretty rapidly. The three experts also agreed that alcohol was not a causative factor in any of the deaths. They're also going to be giving evidence into the details of each of the 48 individuals who died. So we can expect that process to take some time, perhaps maybe over a week in total, Brian, and they'll start into that evidence after lunch, where we'll hear details on Michael Barrett. He was one of the 48 victims, and he was 17 years old when he died.
So what kind of has the jury been told about this stage of the inquest?
Well, the coroner, Dr. Myra Cullinan, has told the 13-person jury that the evidence they'll be hearing over the next few days will be clinical, medical and complex. She also said it would be, quote, very personal for the families who lost loved ones, and said they can be assured that it will be dealt with in the most respectful manner. She said certain families will not want to hear the evidence while others will want to. And as has been the case throughout these proceedings, there are a number of families in the public gallery today to hear this evidence, and no doubt more tuning in online. The jury have been told that they must make separate findings in relation to each person who lost their lives regarding their identity, the date, place and cause of death.
Conor Hunt at the Stardust Inquest, thank you very much for that.